listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Stories of a Netflix true crime documentary series nature right now. It's one of the most popular things that goes around at the moment in terms of TV.
Oh, you got a vaguely interesting story. Netflix will make a documentary about it.
Which one on the mafia that's on Netflix at the moment about New York City in the 70s? And that was fascinating.
Yeah, no disrespect to those guys. I
100%. No, definitely.
They have a very interesting story, please.
Yeah, it is a very interesting story. And Tiger King was huge, Making a Murderer. These are all ones that have taken over the world. Like, people actually just start constantly talking about it on social media. It's huge. Tiger King was massive.
They blow up.
I know what the next one's going to be.
Yeah.
Hasn't even been made yet.
Also, you just found the story of something that could be a Netflix documentary.
I'll just read you this, right?
Okay.
I'm just going to read this straight up. A cat was caught at a jail in Sri Lanka with drugs and SIM cards attached around its neck in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
The feline was then caught by prison authorities and managed to sneak out a fence and hasn't been seen since.
So this cat was smuggling stuff inside the prison.
Contraband. So obviously somebody's tied this around the cat's neck and gone.
And then they arrested the cat and the cat got away.
Mm-hmm. Great. I don't think they arrested it as much as they just caught the cat.
Yeah,
four little cat handcuffs or something.
Yeah, there's also, like, I don't know if we can hold other things to our
laws and customs.
Yeah,
it's a cat.
It.
Yeah. But I want to know about this cat. I want to know about its life story. I want to understand how it got itself into a situation where obviously some pretty bad people had him do a bad thing.
Yeah.
How did it get to that point? Would the cat owe money to other cats? What made him need to do this task?
You could make it
Where is he now?
A gritty cat story. And cats honestly need the exposure because there's not that many cool cats out there.
No, there aren't. It's kind of Felix.
Garfield.
Yeah. I think it's kind of it. Dogs obviously have a lot better PR campaign
absolutely.
Going for them than cats. I think there is just a plethora of information to be had here.
Yeah.
You could obviously do maybe 3 minutes on the humans that asked him to do that.
And you probably need someone to narrate it.
Yeah, so I would say. We do
stick mostly
to this cat story because that would be where... Honestly, I think that's where the drama is, the emotion. Not the human emotion, the cat emotion.
Would you be disappointed to find out that they just, like, kind of, they grabbed the nearest cat outside of the prison, stuck a bunch of stuff to it and sent it in?
Yes. Particularly because at this point, I'm talking about greenlighting a 6-part series on this cat.
They're like,
and if that's
really,
the story.
You get all the funding and then you realize it was just a random cat.
It's lucky to be a 6-minute story, not a 6-part story.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
I hate doing meaningless jobs because they
are meaningless.
It's
about to be a resignation on air.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
This isn't meaningless.
It's not meaningless.
Gives me something to do every morning.
It pays my rent. I can eat. It's great. So I don't like meaningless jobs, but I'm also an adult.
Yeah.
I'm 25 now.
Oh, you have to do your medial tasks, like your cleaning, your cooking, all that sort of stuff. A lot of people get joy out of organizing.
I love it after it.
That's it.
I think for me,
that's where the joy comes, when I've done the work and I can sit back and go, the apartment smells nice, looks nice, everything's where it should be.
Yep.
Great.
Perfect. Now, when these jobs that are easy but just take forever go wrong, it makes at least me reevaluate everything. I'm like, why?
Wouldn't you like try to vacuum and the tube for the vacuum was full of a snake or something? Like, how did it go wrong? What happened?
That's similar. Something like that did happen to me where I tried to empty, like it was like a bagless vacuum, and I tried to empty it into the bin and like the dust wasn't coming out. So I smacked it and it went like woof everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially negating all the work I'd just done because now there's dust everywhere.
Preparing for a bar routine at the Olympics.
Exactly. I'm like LeBron James with the chalk. No, but there is a lady who has gone to do some washing, was picking up after her kids, and has just chucked a red crayon in one of her pants, put that in the wash.
Oh, no.
And it's the red crayon has not turned everything like a little bit pink or anything. Like, not usually. It's everything is bright red.
Can I just say, without being too grim, especially if you have pets, you'd be pretty relieved to know that was a crayon.
Like, oh, thank God.
Because when
you open the
washing machine, you're like, oh my God.
It's just, I feel so bad for this lady because she was probably just picking stuff up around the house like I've done a million times. Jeans in the wash.
Yeah.
Game over.
I did the washing over the weekend.
Yeah, you said this happened to you. What happened?
So, tissue.
Yeah.
Wrapped in wrapped in the tissue, yeah, was one of those Listerine pocket fresh packs.
Gross.
So, like,
I mean, well, that's fine, but yeah.
I mean, like, yeah. So basically what happened is tissue everywhere.
Yeah, but it smells good.
Smell like mint.
Did it smell good because it's there's so much mint, or does it smell like a bit overwhelming?
No, it smells like Listerine. It's, oh, like you, Jesus. It's like you open the wash. Right, if you've ever put one of those Listerine pocket packs through the wash, you and then I have the question of, like, well, should I put the Listerine on my body? Because my undies are in here.
Yeah.
Or should I do this load of washing again?
Oh, yeah. Even, like, is it extra clean? Or
even
is
though
it...
the mint smells nice, yeah, it's still food that I've essentially now just washed my clothes with.
You don't want to be wearing a t-shirt, start sweating, and people go, why is it so minty in here? What's going on?
Or I find out there's some itch related to, don't put the stuff that's in Listerine into your undies. Yeah. Like, that's kind of... And I'm like, I'll wash it again.
I would love to know on 131060... what did you forget was in a pocket or a jacket or whatever and you put in the wash? What did you accidentally put through the wash? Have you ever done it where you've put headphones in the wash?
Oh, yeah.
And then this is always what happens for me. So they'll work for maybe a day.
Yep.
Or maybe 2 days. And then it's like, it'll slowly erode and then they'll be like, nah. So you maybe get 2 or 3 days out of them and then they die.
100%. And it also sounds like you're listening to music underwater.
Yeah, it's just...
you're like, yeah, this works, but I don't know if this is good. 131060, what is something you've accidentally put through the wash?
Yeah.
Be it incredibly annoying and just fragmented, went all over your clothes, or incredibly important.
Yeah. I'd love something that was left in the wash that broke the washing machine, like Lego or something.
Caused you some huge issues.
Yeah.
Thinking back in the 90s, maybe a floppy disk in the back pocket or something like that, through the wash, then you're done.
Also, 131060, USB if you've keys, ever kept a floppy disk in your back pocket.
USB keys still work when you put them through the wash most times, which is actually incredible.
Technology's great.
131060 is the number to call right now. Yeah. What have you left through the wash, and what did it end up causing mischief for in your life? Lisa from Spence, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
That's good. Right. Now, what have you put through the wash accidentally?
So when I was a kid, I had a pocket full of snails that I'd collected after a storm.
That makes sense.
And I was trying to save them, and I didn't empty out my pockets, and neither did my mum, and they went through the wash.
You saved them from one death and gave them a far more horrific one.
That's just so sad.
Just essentially a jackpot lotto ball running machine. For
and
these snails.
Water. That's terrible. I feel bad for snails. Kids do, like, everyone's got a snail story, and I feel like...
But if those snails knew about Lisa's good intentions, that'd be like, that'd soften the blow.
I don't think it does.
Oh, what, they were like, no, I was really looking forward to my snail life where I get to move really slow
I'm
and eat
sure
grass.
They would have been looking forward to that more than going in a washing machine. One day, mark my words, snails will work this out and we're in big trouble.
Yeah, very slowly we'll be in trouble.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Over in the US, there is a, quite controversial landmark called Mount Rushmore, where they have basically presidents on it. Now, do you know the presidents on Mount Rushmore?
Abe Lincoln, Honest Abe.
Done. That's number one.
Theodore Roosevelt, the one with the glasses.
Yes. Yep. Weird one to go to second. That's fine.
It's just because I like the name Teddy for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 'cause you're
Andrew Jackson.
I...
So you didn't know.
I thought you were going to name the other three first, and I was going to go, oh, right, yeah.
And so let's just say...
George Washington.
Oh, well, that's the one I didn't guess.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Theodore Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln.
So I got 2 out of 3. That's
two out of four. So Donald Trump, there is a rumor going around that White House aides actually got in touch with the people of South Dakota, where Mount Rushmore is located, and went, what's the process of adding more people to this? So,
colour me surprised.
And I'll give DTZ a bit of an out here.
Yeah.
They might not have been talking about him. They might have been talking about, like, Ronald Reagan or, like, one of Trump's favourite presidents.
Yeah, Obama.
Like, we just want to add another... probably not. We just want to add another person to it. Like, who could we...
Yeah, how much granite are we going to need?
I do feel like they were probably asking about Trump, but I feel like they might have just been asking for Trump about adding someone else.
Because he complains a lot that he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt, I actually will give it to him this time. He hasn't said it was him.
We don't even know.
And we don't even know if
it
was him. So, benefit of the doubt, credit where credit's due, which is almost never, but fair enough.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
Can I just say this is like inviting yourself to a party.
Except
Mount Rushmore is used as a colloquialism for being the best at something.
Like who's on your Mount Rushmore?
You're on the Mount Rushmore of
McDonald's mascots.
You can't invite yourself to the thing that everyone compares as to the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
You can't invite yourself. Other people have to invite you to that party.
It's like if someone just went like, hey, I reckon I'd actually be the best president. And then that person just was.
Yeah, you can't just do that.
Yeah.
You need to actually have other people say that about you.
You can kind of see why Donald Trump may think he could get on there.
Mm-hmm.
The example I just gave is exactly what he did.
Yeah, so, that is true.
You know what? I actually would be a great president. And then he just was.
Somehow he was actually the president.
And then he turned out to be president. So
imagine
him wanting to be on Mount Rushmore isn't that weird.
Imagine living in that world.
Yeah.
Like where you go, I just think I could do that.
Yeah.
And then you do because you've got enough money and resources. And
My equivalent to that is like, I reckon tonight I'll eat vegetables.
And you will.
And then sometimes I do. And
no,
I go,
oh, you actually, you don't even. Yeah. You wouldn't even make the Mount Rushmore of always eating your vegetables.
Don't I'm on the Mount Rushmore of 2 minute noodles are acceptable 24/7.
Don't add yourself to Mount Rushmore. In fact,
me.
Don't add anything else to Mount Rushmore. That's probably what
leave
I would say.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Over the week off, I thought to myself, because I have a mate that constantly gives me horse racing tips, and I'm like, ugh, I don't do anything with the
me.
Horse racing tips. No, you're not the mate. There's another mate, but yeah, your dad does. It does not mind.
My dad is my pseudo bookie to all my friends.
He's an amateur bookie. Yeah,
you Spud. There's a couple other people that are like, hey, give me your dad's tips, and I'm like, I haven't spoken to my dad today, and I don't want the first thing I say to him is, hey, who's going to win this race?
And that's fair enough. Should be dad. How you doing?
So I'm glad you've got another bookie as
I
well.
I do, and I thought to myself, oh, I haven't had it in a while, but I'll download the betting app on my phone.
Okay.
And I'm not going to get into the
That's
specific
good.
One.
You've got a lot of free time on your hands.
A betting app. Yeah. And I did that. And I'm not saying this is a good thing.
Yeah.
But what I realized is on that betting app, not only can you bet on sports and all that sort of stuff, you can bet on like news events. Like,
yeah, okay. There's a lot of those apps do that where you can actually bet on like the Bachelor, things that are going on in the news.
But
I remember
like,
when Dan Andrews, when Scott Morrison was doing all of his like meetings nearly every day, you could bet on what color tie he was going to wear.
Yeah, see, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this one is a little more off the deep end. So they're actual news events, like
a bit more important than what color tie Scott Morrison's wearing.
Who Joe Biden's going to pick as his vice presidential running mate?
Okay,
so I've said Kamala Harris. I think that's who he's going to pick.
Is that the favorite?
That's it. She is the favorite to be the one he picks, and that could happen any day now. I also bet on whether or not TikTok would actually be banned in America by the end of August.
What's paying better, yes or no?
No is paying better.
More?
Yes is more likely, and no is paying better, but I don't think that's going to happen at all. I think that's just something Donald Trump said. I don't think he's actually going to follow. The legality of following through with that is going to be very hard, I think.
I do love that, like, it sent America into a frenzy a little bit of like, oh my God, they're getting rid of TikTok. But if you watch the interview when a reporter's like, are you canceling TikTok? And he goes, yes. They ask him about it like 2 minutes later, and he goes, look, I don't really know what that is. I don't know what TikTok is.
Yeah.
I'm 70. Why would I know what it is?
Hence why I bet on it not happening.
Yeah. It's
so
smart bet.
What I've started to realize, though, and particularly on the Joe Biden vice presidential thing, is my sports, like the betting account that I have is currently 000.
It'll notify you when you win.
And I'm so certain that she's going to be the person he picks that I'm just, when I see money in that account now.
Yeah.
I'll know a big news event's happened.
Yeah.
And I've started to realize I'm now using my betting app as like a way to find my news.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not. That's really not good.
You can pay for subscriptions to news websites if you want.
Look, and I'll be clear. This
if you
is
think
why,
you have too much money or
this
something.
This is why this isn't good. I wasn't trying to use it as a news app. Like, it wasn't what I was trying to do. And now I've realized that is where I'm getting my news from. And I thought to myself, I'm like, this is... This is certainly taken a turn. This isn't good anymore. This isn't just bets about TikTok. This is now I'm using this as my main information source.
Way to keep up with things,
Now that I'm back in the studio and I've got computers in front of me, I'm happy to report I'm actually reading stuff written by journalists again.
That's good news.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, on Friday, there was a mailman, a delivery man, that went to my friend Jamie's house to drop off a pair of shoes that he had ordered maybe the week before.
That's fantastic.
Delivered
that's
them.
The way that's meant to work.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Delivered them, whatever, got in his truck. Didn't realize that Jamie's house has like a massive dip. Like right next to the driveway, there's like a hill that goes down and you can't really see it if you're in a car because it just kind of looks like grass.
Bit of an optical illusion.
It's an optical illusion. The mailman has driven straight into the ditch and is like fully... Not flipped his car, but like the front wheels were off the ground.
Yeah, right.
Because he's just reversed into this thing. And so for 2 hours on Friday, I was getting Snapchats of like him and Jamie and his family like out the front, trying to push on the front of the car, trying to push the car
just to
up
elevate
there.
It a little bit, get it in the bright spots for the wheels.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting. That so you said 2 hours.
2 hours.
Are you hamming that up?
No.
How do you not call someone in that time? How after an hour of trying to lift a van, do you not go, this isn't working?
They did. So this is it. After half an hour, they called, but it just took the tow trucking company
an
hour and a half.
Trying.
So they're like, we'll just figure it out. And if we get out of here before the tow truck comes, great.
But I think they still charge you for a call out fee. So I mean, probably. At that point, stop trying. Yeah. Just wait for the tow truck.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And also, would the tow truck be charged to Jamie's family or the mailman? Because if the mailman got his car and left.
The mailman, surely.
Well, you would think, but like, if he got in his truck and left, and then the tow truck company turned up at Jamie's house and they're like, where's this mailman? He's like, oh, he left.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, I thought you just meant who would foot the bill if it all
mailman
went
through. Yeah, no, he's done it. It's just funny when your car gets stuck, everyone. It happened on the weekend to one of my friends, Mitch. They went to the snow and he was like, I won't go that far into the snow and I'll be okay.
No, rookie mistake.
He tried to pull over to the side of the road and his car just started sliding and he was like, well.
Was this the Tasmanian snow?
This is the Tasmanian snow.
Yeah, those roads are very sketchy.
You
don't want to slide off one of those roads, is what I'm saying.
He just started sliding down and then the car hit the embankment. It was just dump.
That's one of the times you don't try and save the car. No. You just go, whatever's going to happen, he's going to happen. I'm going to get out of the way.
Yeah, and that's it. He was just like, well, I'm just watching. I'm sitting in my car as it's sliding down. And then luckily, a car came past like 40 minutes later with a winch and had to pull him out.
A few years ago, coastal South Australia was there on holidays. And a mate of mine took us down there trying to be a big man in his station wagon.
Yeah.
Parked a little too close to the shoreline because you can drive on the beach down there. Yeah. And well, what happened.
The tide came in.
Yeah, of course. And all of a sudden, we are now in panic mode.
Yeah.
This guy comes past in a Land Cruiser and is like, what did you try and get a station wagon on the beach for? We're like, it's a bit late for that, champion.
I was trying
and
to
he
show
was like,
off,
all right,
obviously.
Here you go. I can winch you out. And he sat, but it was like a meter away from the waves.
Yeah.
Like,
okay,
and
wow.
The car nearly went into the ocean.
That's so lucky you got that out of there because those cars are just gone.
Oh, yeah.
Once this water comes up past them, that's it.
And that's the only one that could, that James Bond one, that's the only one that would survive that.
Exactly right. He's a spy. That's why he had it. 13, 10, 60.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, that's if you have never seen James Bond, he had a car.
It's this guy. He's a spy.
Don't worry about it. It's too much to get into right now. 13, 10, 60. I would love to know where your car got stuck.
Okay.
Because these are really funny. The fact that they had to wait Jamie's family had to wait 2 hours for them to winch a car out of the thing. Your friend who was like, look, I'll show you what's going on.
We can drive on the beach down here. How cool's that?
Don't worry about that. Yeah. And then it nearly got
sounds
sucked
like a bad
into the ocean.
It sounds like a bad idea, actually.
13, 10, 60. Where did your car get stuck?
Yeah, very, very simple
roundabouts,
one this morning.
Land, nature strips, trees, whatever you want. Where did
middle
your car
of get? A V8 supercar track. That would be incredible. If you are a V8 supercar driver and it just broke down middle of the track, let us know. 13, 10, 60, where did your car get stuck? Kate's on the line from Murrum Bateman. Kate, how are you?
Not bad. How are you guys?
No, not great, too bad. Kate. Thank you, Kate. Now, where has your car gotten stuck?
Well, some friends and I were travelling down the beach, down the coast, and we thought we'd do a little, like, 4x4ing onto the sand.
Oh, beautiful.
And we're like, oh, we'll just go in our bikinis and have our towels, and it'll be fabulous. And then we got stuck.
Yeah, okay. So were you bogs?
So we were there for quite a while. A little bit, but it just kind of took a bit of help to get us out. But we're there in our kind of bikinis with our towels around our waist going, ha, 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 ha.
Did it get cold by the time that someone came and helped you or you got out, Kate?
It was getting close. Yeah, it was getting close. It was starting to get very concerning.
Imagine if the guy from like 127 hours was just like in a Speedo. That would make it so much worse.
It would because
imagine.
He put the sunburn involved in that would have been horrific.
Why did I go tanning today?
Kate, I'm glad you got out of that situation. And now I think I'm always like every time I go to the beach, I'm like, no, I'm bringing a t-shirt. Because if I get stuck out here, I am absolutely
done.
I am going to become a lobster. That's what will happen.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, I feel like TikTok is maybe plateauing a little bit. Like at this point, how much bigger can it get?
Yeah, it's pretty much a phenomenon.
It's so funny because these kids who are all very worried the fact that they're looking to ban it in the United States. This is what everyone went through 6 or 7 years ago with Vine.
Oh, yeah. Vine dropped off the map too, didn't it?
And I loved Vine when that came out. And then it's like everyone forgot what that feeling was like. See, that's why I didn't download TikTok. Probably one of the reasons I didn't download it was I was like, you know what? I've been hurt before.
Over the weekend, didn't Instagram launch Reels, like their version of TikTok?
Yep.
How do they get away with that?
They've done it with everything.
It's literally just because they've essentially destroyed Snapchat by just taking Snapchat's idea and going, let's make that part of Instagram.
Right. Well, that's essentially all they do is essentially, oh, that idea worked. Great. We'll do it.
it's just...
You can't have a copyright on an idea.
There's something you can do about that.
You would imagine so.
Yeah.
But TikTok, I saw a video the other day of a dad teaching his kids to drive just around their backyard in a go-kart, just... how to like figure out accelerating and braking and stuff.
Some people do that in like a paddock basher. They
Go
out in an old car and
So this dad's driving around in a go-kart and he's telling his kids, and he drives past his kids, and then he's like, oh, you won't go this, like, he's kind of bragging a little bit. He's like, you won't go this fast when you're learning to drive, but I'm a bit experienced, is what he says. He pulls up and says it and drives off and immediately flips the go-kart.
That's brilliant.
He goes to turn around a corner, it just rolls, and he falls out of it. I feel so bad.
Is he
bad.
Okay?
He's fine. Yeah, he gets up straight away. Yeah, okay. I mean, he looks the most embarrassed I've seen
a
man.
Because
literally 2 seconds later, he was bragging about how good of a driver he is. But I feel bad because my dad's done stuff like that. Embarrassing stuff. So is my mum.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't have a global app that was like, hey, if I have something vaguely funny, it could get 7 million views, which this video did. It had like 2 million likes or whatever. So...
Dad's got the clout.
I'm so worried about when I become a dad, because I don't want to be a dad at all yet. But when I do, what technology is going to be around that my kids can just be like, look how much of a moron my father is.
In 20 years, it might just be things you think. You'd be like, look what my dad was thinking about today.
It's like, God, I was just thinking, what if monkeys could do taxes?
Mm.
That's.
I'm going to throttle the upload-download speed in my house.
Yeah.
So basically what's going to happen is the download will be great, so you'll be able to stream and everything.
Do whatever you want.
But the upload will be like 0.0001
so really
kilobits a second,
it.
So that the kids, when they try to put something on the internet, I get like a good 30 minutes to work out what they're uploading.
Because
they'll just be looking at their phone going, God, it's so slow. It'll be like... What are you doing? Give me a bit of a look.
I know this is a bad way to think, but maybe I'll get a bunch of footage of my kids doing embarrassing stuff before they really know what they're doing.
Have it on a
hard drive and essentially blackmail my children.
Yeah,
if you put anything embarrassing of me on the internet, I have 7 hours of you just
you're
going...
You're quite
right. Spitting spaghetti on
you're
yourself.
You're not ready to be a father. Yeah. You're not ready.
Do not mess with me, because I'll mess with you.
Something else you also said was
child.
Right, is our parents were lucky that this stuff didn't exist, because my dad didn't teach me to drive in a go-kart.
Yep.
Taught me to drive in his company car, which I'm sure he absolutely wasn't allowed to do. And if I'd put that on TikTok, he would have been fine.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, there is a new movie coming out that I saw the trailer for a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, this looks pretty good. There's an actor in it that I really, really like. It's called The Tax Collector.
Okay.
And it's about like a guy who goes around and collects money from different organizations, illegal organizations in LA.
It's not the IRS or the ATO.
That'd be very boring.
It's a very different movie.
That's something I dread every year where I'm like, I've got to do my taxes. This sounds fantastic. It sounds very intense. Shia LaBeouf starring in it. I also really like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, he's a really good actor, Shia.
He's a
quirky dude, but he's a very good actor.
And he is quite quirky, because it seems like when he takes on a movie these days, he like puts his body to the extreme. He was in that movie Fury, which was fantastic.
That is a great movie.
And he pulled out one of his like back teeth to look like the character or whatever.
Yeah.
So he does a fair bit. For this movie that's coming out called The Tax Collector, he got a full chest tattoo. For the
Bieber
role.
Style.
Bieber
like
style.
The full...
From neck, because he already had some tattoos, but like from neck to pelvis, tattoo.
So yeah, the full Bieber style.
Full body tattoo. And people are going, oh my God, this is, look, he's committing so much to the role. A couple of reviews coming out saying the role's not, well, no, sorry, the movie's not that great.
At least saying he's good in it.
They're just saying that
the movie's
disappointed. I'm being generous by saying that they didn't like the movie. I'm being compassionate to my man Shia.
Oh, no.
They really didn't like the movie.
Does Shia not understand what makeup is?
That's
like,
it.
The guy pulled one of his
it.
Teeth out, and now he's done this.
Yeah.
Like, lucky it worked out for Fury, because that is a great movie. This, like, what?
Why do that?
He can just get makeup. He's at some point gone, there's obviously enough shirtless work in this movie that I'm going to have to sit in a makeup chair for hours.
Yep.
Or I sit in a tattoo chair once.
Yeah, and it's done for the rest of the time.
And it's just done for the rest of the movie.
Yeah. And it's like themed. The tattoos are like themed. I think it says the Reaper or something, which is what they call him in the movie.
It's not like Zoe Saldana went, you know what, just make me green permanently so I can always just be in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like,
she'd already be blue from Avatar.
That's true.
She's just switching around.
They should have computerized the tattoos.
Exactly.
For God's sake.
Shia, you're in movies, mate. You're in Transformers. They weren't real. You don't have to do the things that are in the movies.
You can actually act. and let people act artistically by putting makeup onto you.
Come on, Shia. Get a tattoo over it for your next movie.
Batista just went, I'm going to be Drax forever.
Yeah, I just make me grey always.
Make me look like an alien always.
Yeah.
Actually, I would like to see that. Maybe we get him into the Shire's acting school.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Something that wouldn't feel good, accidentally burning down your house.
I'd be pretty disappointed.
I would be pretty.
I'd be a little peeved.
Look, after a week off, not all the segues are going to be good. Yeah. I mean, I'm just, as I try and transition from one thing to another, I'm going to stuff it up.
Whose fault is it? Okay, it's definitely my fault. But if my apartment burns down, I don't pay for that, do I? There's insurance.
No. There's not only is there insurance for the apartment, I'd imagine there's also like landlord's insurance. So
I guess people have home insurance as well. I was just thinking, like, why would I ever not stop renting?
It's like one of those, you know, those ones you see where like nightmare scenarios where like tenants don't know what the toilet is or something like that. That's why you have landlord insurance.
Yeah.
So
you
come in and go, what is that on the wall? Actually, tear the wall down. This is now insurance. There's a guy named Albert, and he says he has spent 2 weeks meticulously planning his perfect proposal.
Ooh.
That's not that long.
2 weeks.
That's not that long to plan your perfect proposal as the guy. That's the thing you do. You make the really, really big proposal, the grand gesture.
But if he was doing it for 2 weeks meticulously, imagine if it was like a full-time job for 2 weeks.
So you're picturing him with like a lab coat and a beaker, just like studying his proposal concept.
A ball of like red yarn and he's like weaving it to different names and different locations.
I guess 2 weeks of nothing but that with that level of focus.
He took 2 weeks off work and his wife, or his fiance at that point, every day was coming home and going, what are you doing?
He's fair like, point. Don't raised. That's pretty incredible. 2 weeks of good on him. Albert unfortunately didn't consider the fact that when he spelled out "marry me" in candles on the floor of their apartment. Yep, of their apartment.
Taken 2 weeks.
It's pretty good point.
It's pretty basic.
Very good point as well. Also well raised. He burnt down the apartment by doing that. So
too many candles.
Too many candles and too close to the floor. Burned down their flat.
Yeah.
So what I do love about this is she did say yes, and the news in the wackiest news photo has gotten them, like, gotten Albert down on one knee in their charred, burnt out lounge room, and they've recreated
that. That's your poor taste.
It's very funny. That's a great photo. Is that an omen for the rest of the marriage?
Is that
where you sort of sit? Because I would imagine none of their friends have said this, but the first thing I would think if this happened to you is, oh, crap, I had some of my stuff at Ned's house. So that's the first thing I'd think. But the second thing I'd think would be, this is a sign.
It's a bad.
This is a sign.
Not a good thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could turn it so it was like, look, we got all this bad stuff out of the way. Now we can actually enjoy a good marriage.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Or
it's all uphill from here type thing.
That's it. Like, no matter what, we're going to have a good time. The thing I can't stop thinking of is like, so this guy goes down on one knee. He's like, will you marry me? She goes, oh my God, there's a fire. They get out. The fire brigade comes, put everything out. Obviously, it sounds like the apartment's burnt to the ground. Mm. And then him and his girlfriend is standing like outside in the cold with the blankets they give you, the fire brigade, and he's like, so
that was a yes, so
can I just get a real quick answer on that one?
The greatest thing would be if she didn't want to get married, she's like, what were we even talking about? It's just been such a crazy night.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
Injured in the workplace? Call Malaganis Edwards Johnson or visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.